Today is February 28th, and I have Ann here. I'm going to ask her a few questions about her recollections of Mother. We're down in the parlor at home. Ann, what is your first memory of Mother?
When Mother took care of me when I had the flu down in the sea aisle. She took, I didn't know at the time, but she took five of us or six of us down there who had the flu sometime in May. And I remember she took us over to Dr. Way almost every day. But I don't particularly remember Mother. I just remember incidents about Rosemary and things like, you know, things that she did that happened while we were both sick. But I do remember that it was always Mother who was with us, and that I'm sure that there was no one else down there but Mother to take care of the five of us.
Are there any other memories in your early life of Mother or things she did?
Well, I guess it was about sixth grade is about the earliest I can remember Mother. When she really helped me was one time at DeSales when Rosemary and I were both taking music lessons, and it seems Mother gave me the money to pay the nun. And I also recall that I never paid the nun. I kept the money. I don't know what I did with it, but I think I must have used it in candy and things like that. But it seems the nun called Mother to ask her for the money, or was she having any trouble getting it, or why the delay? Because it had been over a period, I guess, of about 2 months. And Mother told the nun that she would see about it, that there was some mistake. So Mother never did tell the nun that I had taken the money and used it. But I remember coming home in the afternoon, and Mother brought me in here to the parlor, and we were sitting on the couch over there. That time it was that real old couch. But she said, she asked me what I had done with the money. And I, of course, lied. I didn't know that the nun had called. I said that I had given, you know, paid the music nun. And she said, she corrected me, and she said, no, that I hadn't, that the music nun had called. And I broke down, cry. And Mother comforted me, and she said that she realized that there was something wrong, that I was a bit mixed up. And she explained, you know, the values of money and why I should have been paying the nun. But other than that, she didn't correct me much, and she didn't smack me or punish me at all. She just gave me the money to pay the nun. And in contrast to that, I remember when Paul and I were in seventh grade, we went over to the 5 and 10 at 40th and Walnut and started picking up things. And Catherine was here at the time, and I went one the first day by myself, and the second day, just like Eve, I dragged Paul off with me. But the man caught us, and he took us down to the cellar, and he searched us, and he called Daddy. And when Daddy got us, Daddy didn't punish us, except that he took us right up to DeSales, and it happened to be on a weekday, and made us go in and get this Father Coleman and have him hear our confessions. Well, I think, I don't know really which, you know, helped me more, except that I do think that Mother's understanding, and she did tell me that it was a sin and that I should confess it immediately, but I wasn't embarrassed, although Daddy never mentioned it to Mother or to anyone else in the family.
Any memories of your First Communion time?
All I remember is that we had a retreat and a confession in the afternoon, and we came home, and communion was in the morning, but I don't remember getting dressed for it or anything like that. I don't remember the candle at all Mother spoke of.
Do you remember any fights with Annie or Roe or those close to you in the family?
I remember when Rosemary got very sick and was taken to the hospital. I remember that I was told she had a tumor. But I remember Mother had pictures taken of her, and it was the day before Rosemary went to the hospital. And I had seen them, and I was telling Mother how much I liked them. I thought they were so cute. And Mother very seriously looked at me, and she said, "Well, she said we took them because Rosemary might not survive this operation, and maybe if you prayed to God to save your little sister, she'd help you. I mean, she'd help, you know, Rosemary." So I can remember when Rosemary was in the hospital, how I cried, and I mean, really, I missed her so much. And yet when she came home, and even when she came home at first, I really waited on her and all that, but afterwards, Rosemary and I always fought. We were always having fights, and I remember that I was always the bully. And that's why I always thought that I was a big girl anyhow, because I was in between Rosemary and Paul, and they were both the youngest, you know, the youngest boy and youngest girl, and I always felt left out with everyone but Mother. She always made me feel wanted, and I knew that she loved me an awful lot, whether anyone else did or not. But I know that I always fought with Rosemary, and I know that I fought with Paul, I guess until I was about my teens. And I really didn't appreciate my brothers and sisters until I grew up a little bit.
When did it first dawn on you that you were a member of a large family?
Well, I can't say definitely when, but I do remember in grammar school, all along, each nun would say, you're not as bad as your brother, or your sister would never have done anything like this, or why didn't you do this like your sister? And I remember often wishing that I was somebody else, and I remember when the nuns would, visitors would come, or priests would come into the room, they would say, in this Aunt McSorley or something like that, and they'd say, oh, are you one of the McSorleys? And I always, wished I wasn't. And they'd say, well, how many do you have in the priesthood, or how many, nuns are there in the family? And I always say, well, there's two, or there's three. And I never wanted to tell them. I was never proud of the family. I was always ashamed of it, because I thought it was some kind of a monster. I thought it was what a value I got from being in a big family. I was very proud of the fact. But I do remember that when I went to St. Leonard's, I was awfully happy that there would be nobody gone there before me except for Therese, and she had, been gone from St. Leonard's for about 4 years, so that there was no one else, and I was the only McSorley, and it was just as if my name was Brown, and nobody knew who I was.
What do you think would be the value of mother's life if it were known to many young women looking forward to marriage, or young married people?
Well, I think they might realize that Mother was a human being, and that she went through the stages of learning and or trying to learn how to keep a house and how to run it and how to take care of children. I think that she had to learn from the very beginning. I think that we have a much better advantage than Mother has. When she first started out, because she didn't have any brothers or sisters. And I think that I have been afforded a grand opportunity of caring for my nieces and nephews that has helped me a lot that Mother didn't have. And I think that if a lot of girls would realize that Mother was an only child and when starting out, and then proceeded to have 12 or 14 children of her own, that they would be capable of meeting the difficulties of daily life and the ordinary things that you would do over and over again that become very monotonous, that they have more ability to meet them than Mother had, and yet be encouraged by the way Mother met them.
Can you remember any of the ordinary things that you remember Mother doing?